learning the Tshuvah of Ravadi Yosef. We are in Shailuba Tshuvah Chavadad Chelek Dalet. Tonight, Siman Tzanech Dalet. The last one about a prosbol. Again, the end of Shnat HaShemitah, the end of Tavshin Pei Bet. You have a little bit to think about it. Shemitah starts with Tishrei, but the prosbol doesn't kick in until the very end. Pointed out that all loans are cancelled. All loans we go right there are cancelled. The way that we get around this problem is a prosbol. A prosbol is, again, considered to be the Mishnah in Shvi'it. Describes it as Moser Shtarotav LeBeit Din. If a person is Moser Shtarotav LeBeit Din, instead of me collecting from the person who owes me, I'm Kilu, hand over all the Shtarot, all the Chobot to the Beit Din will collect, because the Shmitat Ksafim, that which cancels all the loans, only applies to private individuals, does not apply to the Beit Din. The question is, what about banks? The banks have to do a Prosbol, and what about a Gmilut Chasadim fund? We have a fund that lends out money. We have a fund, the Gmilut Chasadim fund, that lends out money, interest-free, but it's a fund. Does that also have to do a prosbol, and how does that work, particularly if a bank is publicly owned? The Gmilut Chesed fund also is not owned, really. It's not, in most communities, it's not one person who's giving out the money. Who exactly owns that? How does that work? So the Gemara in Masechet Gittit, yeah. So we'll have to deal with, so that's part of the bank. The real question is about the Gmilut Chasadim. The Gemara in Gittin writes that Yitomim don't need a prosbol. Yitomim orphans, so there's no one to take, meaning they inherited money. They're all under the age of Bar Mitzvah. Then what they, but they have money. So who runs? They have an upper program. They have somebody who's in charge for them, right? We're not having 8 and 9 year olds, Rahman al-Islam, dealing with their own financial orders. You know, but nonetheless, they can have money that they're lending out, or that's owed to them, or that was owed to their father, and now they own it. Can they go and collect? The Gemara says, Yitomim ein tzrichim prosbol. Yitomim don't need a prosbol. They're allowed to collect even after Shemitah. Why? Shebeit din avim shel yitomim hin. Really, 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 although we appoint someone in charge for them, nonetheless, it's mitam the Beit Din, meaning we as a community appoint the Beit Din to be in charge of things. And the Beit Din says, look, we're not going to be in charge of everybody's own finances. We'll appoint an apotropos, it's called, to deal with these people's finances. And since Beit Din avim shel yitomim hin, it's as if the Beit Din is really taking care of it anyway. So just like me, a private individual, is Moser Shtarotav LeBeit Din, when I want to collect the money, I hand my chovot to the Beit Din, and the Beit Din does it on my behalf. Here, it's already considered to be that the Beit Din is doing it for them. And the Rashba already extends this. He says, whoever is chayav to kupat staka, to a staka or a gmilut chesed fund, the same din should apply. If you owe the money after Shemitah, you still have to pay it back. Why? Because Beit Din harel ke mufkad al kupat staka legovot chobotehim. Meaning, it's not a business. It's not a business. It's a communal fund. It's a communal fund that lends out money to people who need it. But it's as if the Beit Din's in charge of that. Meaning, we have a communal institution in charge of it. It's like the Beit Din's already in charge. They don't need to write a prosbol, because it's as if it's the Beit Din is already taking control of it. The Shulchan Aruch writes like that, and therefore they do not need to do a star prosbol. At the end, he writes, "Mikol makom nachon lememuneh al kupot gemilut chasadim sheichol kupot elu b'star prosbol shel halvotav pratiyot." Meaning the guy who's in charge of distributing the money, he needs a prosbol for his own accounts. So he may as well include this as well. So while that's great, does it work? Meaning, assuming you needed a prosbol for that, does that work that the guy in charge of distributing, it's not his money? It's not his money. The money is owed to him. Okay, it's not so terribly necessary to do, but it's really not his money. It's really, really communal funds. He points out, though, when he says communal funds, that doesn't mean that it's public funds. Meaning there's a difference between the community and just a publicly owned corporation, like a bank. A bank is owned by multiple people, perhaps even private people, but it could be sold on the market or something like that. Doesn't make a difference. Let's assume it's owned by a partnership of a handful of group of people. They also need a prosbol. The fact that it's owned by 100 people, they're all partners in the bank, doesn't mean they don't need a prosbol. Now the Mishnah writes, Echad shelava mechamisha, tzarich prosbol lekol echad ve'echad. You borrow from 5 people, you need to write a prosbol to each one. So that's not when the 5 people all chip in and own the business together. That's the Mepharshim explained, no. Meaning, if I owe Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar separate money, so yeah, they each need a prosbol to collect from me. because it's not me, the loveh, who needs it, it's the malveh. It's the lender who needs it, not the borrower, and therefore it's on them, not on me. But here, it's one shutafut. It's not, they're not each handing me privately money. They're doing it independently. It gets to a problem, though. So what happens? So the bank can do it. So he writes, yeah, and the bank, who has to do it for the bank? Meaning, again, whose money is it now? Who does it for the bank? Because if it's a public, let's say it's 100 partners in the bank, so who has to write the first of all? Do they each need? No, he said one, but who does it? And how can you have one person, so if you have a majority owner, so then you have him do it, that's easy. What if you don't have a majority owner? Everybody owns 10%. You have 10 people each own 10% of the bank. Now what happens? So he writes, you can do a shaliach. Instead of me doing a first of all, I can have you do a first of all. What's the difference? I'll appoint a shaliach. So the 10 people will appoint one person to a shaliach. We effectively do that anyway. Meaning, how does the bank do business? The bank doesn't, all 10 owners don't show up every day to transact business. They appoint a manager. They have a board of directors that appoint a manager. That's effectively appointing shlichim to do your financial transactions for you. The problem is, the Marikas writes, that ain't shliach mo'il l'prosbol. You can't have a shliach do a prosbol for you. You have to do your own prosbol. Even though, technically speaking, for the bank, they have a shliach doing their business every day. Right? It's not, I'm not there. I'm not the investor. I'm not transacting. You have a shliach doing business every day. This is different. Based on an interesting Gemara in Gittin, that mili lo mimsari la shaliach. Mili lo mimsari la shaliach means I can't have a shliach do something, a transaction for me that doesn't have a kinyan associated with it, that doesn't have an object or doesn't have funds. Meaning it's mili. I'm asking him to execute something on my behalf, but there's no transaction happening. It's just moser starotav le beidin. So mili lo mimsari la shaliach comes up in a whole bunch of contexts. Why is mili lo mimsari la shaliach? Usually you need, I can appoint a shaliach to do something for me, but he can't, he's not me. He's not me. So if I ask him to sell my car, he takes my car, he sells it to you, so he has the car. So he has my car, he transfers it to you, and so when he transfers that ownership to you, the money gets transferred to me that my shaliach does on my behalf. But here there's nothing that happens. I'm not handed, there's no money transacting, there's no transaction. So mili lo mimsari la shaliach, so he says it doesn't work. He says, nonetheless, we assume it's fine. That most of the Rishonim assume, no. Mili lo mimsari la shaliach is when you want to affect something. You want to have something happen where there's no transaction of either money or goods. But here, you're just assigning the Beit Din to be in charge of your starot. So the shaliach can do that on your behalf because it's as if he's just standing in your stead. It's not an actual transaction. So you appointed him a dollar. No, you paid him the dollar. That means you just paid him, but he's still not affecting a transaction for you. Meaning, that which he's standing in your stead isn't accomplishing something.
I'm giving the Beit Din a dollar.
Oh, so then maybe. If he's paying the Beit Din, Moser Staratav the Beit Din, and the Beit Din's charging. So that could be one way out of it. We assume it's not necessary anyway, and therefore it's okay.
What if one of the bank owners is a goy?
What if one of the bank owners is a goy? So the question, I guess, would be the majority owners. What if it's a minority owner? What if you only own 10% of the bank? You still need a prosbol, because 10% of those collections will be from you. Right? It would be more interesting if who's the lenders, meaning who borrows from the bank. It's not about the it's about the borrowers. Or all the borrowers are Jewish.
If I'm a 10% owner of the bank, I don't get 10% of the
receipt.
We all share 1/10 of.
Right, he's assuming it's a Jewish bank and Jewish consumers. But once you have, you're mixing it up, I'm not sure, he doesn't talk about it here. What is it, a 51% ownership or is it any ownership? He points out the same way that it's not actually a master Beit Din, you can write a prosbol at night. Normally a Beit Din doesn't sit at night. You can't have a Shivat Beit Din at night. You don't have a master Beit Din at night. But this isn't a master Beit Din. You know, it's not an actual master Beit Din. Moser Starotav la Beit Din. The Beit Din is not actually affecting something, and therefore you can do it at night. Therefore, members of the Beit Din can be related to you. Normally when you have a Din Torah, they can't be related to you. You're not allowed to have Krovim involved. But here, it's not an actual master Beit Din. It's similar to Hatarat Nedarim. There's a lot of rights, Hatarat Nedarim, although we try to do this, but you really don't have to. Hatarat Nedarim is not actually a din, and therefore you're allowed to do it at night. You're allowed to have Krovim sitting on the Beit Din, that for Hatarat Nedarim purposes, because it's not an actual Din Torah. If I was suing you in the Din Torah, and someone was related to me on the Beit Din, so then the whole thing is a joke. The whole thing doesn't count, because there you need a Din Torah, therefore you have to have Dayanim Kshirim. Here, it's not necessary, and therefore you can write the prosbol at night, you can write the prosbol when Dayanim are also your relatives.